This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Nick Gass. Today, the University of Missouri System announced the recipients of a $600,000 investment in two university research teams. Elizabeth Travall has more.
Eternogen and HLB Horizons are the first companies to receive MU startup funds through the university's Enterprise Investment Program. They were picked out of 16 initial proposals submitted last year. During the announcement, UM System Vice President for Research and Economic Development, Michael Nichols, said although these local investments are early-stage funding, they have the potential to develop into billion-dollar industries. Mark Lee is the president and CEO of CLB Horizons, one of the winners of the funding. His company helps develop rare compounds used in semiconductors and large-scale rechargeable batteries. Lee says this investment is unique because these types of companies usually take root abroad.
Our company is really swimming against the current in that most chemical enterprises being commercialized today are actually taking place in China instead of the United States, and certainly not in the Midwest. And so in terms of the local economy, we're talking about creating a large number of high-paying jobs in the near future.
Lee says his next steps will be expanding the scale of the project, developing ways the chemical compound can be used in new industries, and moving from a lab to a larger pilot plant. Elizabeth Trovall, KBIA News.
A bill passed 94-57 today by the House would curtail the governor's power to appoint people to openings in statewide offices. If also passed by the Senate, the legislation would go before voters in November. The Missouri Senate has passed legislation that would forbid automated phone calls, known as robocalls, from going to numbers on the state's no-call list. The Senate backed the legislation today in a 32-0 vote. It now goes to the House. Political phone calls would be exempt from the new rule, but those political calls would have to include a statement of saying who paid for it. People or groups who violate those rules could face a fine of up to $5,000 for each violation. Sponsoring Senator Scott Rupp, a Republican from Wentzville, says political calls can't be banned because that could interfere with a candidate's First Amendment right to free speech. But he also says people should know which campaign is responsible for a call. The Missouri House passed a bill today that would require all driver's license tests to be administered in English, eliminating versions that are currently printed in 11 other languages. The House passed it by a 93-63 vote, and it will now go to the Senate. Supporters say that it would make the roads safer by ensuring drivers could read the signs, while opponents say it's unfair to immigrants who may be adept of driving while still learning the English language. The Republican race for Missouri's Attorney General office has gained a second candidate. Livingston County Prosecutor Adam Warren announced today that he will seek a challenge to Democratic Attorney General Chris Koster in this year's election, joining St. Louis Attorney Ed Martin in the GOP field. For KBIA News, I'm Nick Gass.